views, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah. Novak, are you going to jail?
I've talked to my lawyer, which is like the Bill Butler version of Pennsylvania. Or the Bill Butler version, yeah, of Pennsylvania, but in Pennsylvania.
So it's a new guy.
Yeah, but because Bill Butler can't represent me in Pennsylvania. He's only in Maryland. So...
What? So... If you get your lawyer degree in Maryland, then you can't move and be a lawyer somewhere else?
Yeah, you got.
That's ridiculous.
You can only be a lawyer in Maryland.
I never heard of that.
Whoa.
A lawyer's a lawyer. My lawyer in L.A. represented me here before.
I think it's for different matters, like in criminal cases, I don't think.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't. You would know. Why can't you explain?
I know.
You're waiting for me to talk for you?
You would know.
Because it is criminal case.
Your rap sheet's a fucking mile
because
long.
Because you deal with lawsuits where people are trying to sue you for millions over footage that you shot of them and they didn't sign off on. This is for criminal matters. And when it's criminal matters, they can't switch towns.
Yeah.
What so.
The jurisdiction that the fucking law is in, I suppose, controls who practices in their courts.
Exactly. So I have to have my court case is in media. So October 5th, I go and I get sentenced. But now BAM has just told me.
What is a criminal matter, though?
BAM has just told me that we may be filming a Halloween special starting at the beginning of October. So my lawyer said he can talk. He's friends with the judge. He can talk and have my sentencing date, which should be October 5th, postponed. But in the meantime, any fans that want to write letters, send letters,
send it to...
No.
You already
an address. I don't live nowhere.
Send it to the courthouse.
Just send it to the city of Baltimore.
You haven't even been sentenced, and you're already giving your address as jail?
No. I was going to give my email address if anyone
what if
listen.
They just let you off?
Send it to the city of Baltimore, and I'll be there to pick it up.
Yeah. If anyone listen... I don't know my email. Someone else has my email
out.
Stuff.
Barnard.
How long is your rap sheet?
My rap sheet is 10 pages long. And that's... They said if this happened in Baltimore City, they'd be wiped under the rug. But for the fact that my rap sheet is 10 pages long, I'm looking at anywhere from a minimum of 30 days to 30 months.
What about house arrest?
That could be an option.
Tell him you're into 30 days then, if you have the option.
I mean, if he's friends with the judge and all, why can't he talk to him?
So now... My lawyer and the judge are going back and forth, and they're talking. I gave him a copy of my book. I have all these emails from all these fans.
I'm sure
saying,
they give a shit. You give him a copy of a book that tells what a junkie and piece of shit you are.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then,
hey, judge, you know why I'm here? Because of all these pills?
And then I also have all these emails.
I'm here for all these pills. Read this book about how I was on pills and still am.
No, I was clean, and then
what
I broke both my ankles on your show. And
be easy on a guy who tries to fuck his mother.
That's what got me hooked on pills, because I broke both my ankles on your show. So
I know
that got me rehooked. So I have probably at least 80 fan mail letters through my email saying, look, this guy has helped me through so many addictions. He's done so much for me. So I need, I just need all the support I can get from all the fans I have.
You should
have
gave him a copy of Where the Fuck is Santa. That's like PG.
That would have been a better idea.
Yeah, you're only eating eyeballs and shitting in the streets. And
but at least that's funny.
Shitting out eyeballs.
I'm sure a judge would think that's really
hilarious.
It's
not illegal. It's not illegal.
Read my book about how much of a piece of shit I am.
No, it's more like read my book of a person who didn't graduate high school but was able to write a book. That all doesn't right. happen
Maybe if a
much.
Judge is that much of a hippie, it's normally the lawyer who's going to be that kind of hippie, but... You better hope your lawyer is a good enough hippie to fucking
understand.
Dude,
the greatest thing about your book, though, is that,
please tell me, Bam.
It's there is no happy ending. It just ends with you know continuing what? To be the same piece
no,
of
it
shit
doesn't.
That you
are. And I thought,
like, there is no, like,
so after all this shit, I figured it all out and I sobered myself up.
No,
see,
you're still a piece of shit.
I'm two steps ahead of the game because what I'm doing is just like
2 cents ahead.
I'm two steps ahead of the game. Just like the rest of every chapter, it ends in a question mark. The ending of my book ends in a question mark. I'm laying in my ex-fiance's bed. So now I'm thinking, why I go to jail? The second book is going to start out me laying in a jailhouse cell bed.
A cell bell.
I heard you talking to Franz last night at this party we were at, where everybody was dressed in aluminum foil.
You are in a jail cell. Huh?
You are going to be in a jail cell.
Yes.
That's why.
That's what happens.
Yeah. That's why
jail.
Your book is going to be like in the middle of my jail cell.
Well, because if you read my first book, it ends with me sleeping in my comfortable bed in the.
I know, but now it's like you are in your jail cell. You're
yeah.
Be within
that's
a month.
Why it ended in a question mark, and I'm gonna let.
Are you
them
so
know.
Like scared, like fucked up from it? Like,
he's been in jail many you? Times.
Are you
the
so
only
scared?
Difference? The only difference now. Is that he has tattoos of two homos fucking?
No, back.
And I have hearts on my ass.
No, back. Are you so scared about that shit?
It could
like,
be a safer
yeah,
place.
I'm terrified.
For him,
are you
but
scared?
But Chad's
about
right.
It?
Chad made a great point.
It could be a safer place for him. That's a good thing. I mean, you know,
I mean,
it's gonna be tough.
It really could. Honestly, it really could do a lot of good for me. And
get rough, tough, and buff in there, dude.
I don't want to get rough, tough, and buff. I'm just gonna keep the heroin cheek. But I'm thinking that. Why not? I mean, what's it going to hurt? Me not drinking, me not doing anything illegal for a while, that's good. I'll just get healthier, you know? So.
Yeah, honestly, dude, like, if you can look at it that way, then you're doing something good for yourself anyway. You should tell the judge that.
That's how I feel.
But then again, they might keep you longer.
Exactly. Yeah, so.
But you supposedly can't get any type of drug in jail. It's just probably not as much as
I've been in jail.
Just shit flavored.
I will never buy any drugs in jail because
it's
you don't.
It's probably easier to get drugs in jail than, like.
It is. But
you can make. Don't they make alcohol out of, like. Crappy like jars sitting out in the sun.
No,
or
what they make it out of is fruit, and they
apples.
Make it. They make it ferment, which it, is just fucking. They put it in a bag and
it's called hooch.
It,
sounds
it's called
disgusting.
Hooch. Yeah, it's disgusting.
And you gotta stick bread in there,
and then
apples.
Cigarettes. What they do is they take banana peels. You know the whites inside the banana peels.
Mm-hmm.
They dry them out and roll them up on a Bible and smoke that as a cigarette.
Yeah.
Oh, banana peels.
Yeah.
I
the
used
inside
to smoke,
the
I used
whites.
To smoke that to get high.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do in jail.
It didn't work. But.
That's it. Yeah. It didn't work. It was pointless.
Banana peels. They smoke banana peels in jail. That's not drugs.
Well, they thought it was more like just something. It's just
anything.
They probably just do anything out of boredom.
Exactly. So
I smoked a tea bag.
I figured I'm just gonna write
my shit
whole
in a Gatorade bottle and piss in it, and then maybe we could huff it. We'll call it Jankum.
Yeah, you could go. You could bring. You make Jankum pretty popular over there. You could be producing Jankum all day in the backfield over there.
Dude, I read seriously probably 40 emails that are people that can't wait to write me in there. So I'm just gonna continue to write the fans. Write my second book and stay productive.
It'll probably be good for you.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You'll be no distraction.
Exactly. Like, I'm going to fucking bust my ass.
Yeah, Tanya wants to know if you're scared.
Yes, I'm scared. I'm not scared of being in jail, but I'm scared.
He's got to face the facts.
Yeah.
If he sits there and worries about being scared all day, then he's definitely scared all day. So cut it out.
Yeah. But so I'm going to turn a negative into a positive. Two negatives equal a positive. I learned that.
Two negatives equal a positive.
Anywhere from 30 days.
Yeah, that's a gorilla logic.
It's true logic.
What was the longest you've been in jail for?
90 days.
And what was that for?
That was for my Colorado incident. So the world's dumbest criminal.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Oh.
picturing Villavallo of him.
He was in Cradle of Filth. I was in Cradle of Filth. He was in Cradle of Filth.
CKY drummer was in Cradle of Filth.
She was in Cradle of Filth. He was in Cradle of Filth. He was in Cradle of Filth. We're CKY.
And his brother was also in Cradle of Filth.
We used to be Cradle of Filth.
That's all Chad heard on the CKY England tour.
That's all you heard.
That's not what I heard. I expected to hear that.
They were in, Cradle of Filth. It's like hometown. He was in Cradle of Filth. My brother was in Cradle of Filth.
There is a lot of people in that band.
My buddy over there is in Cradle of Filth.
He was in Cradle of Filth.
What's your name? What's your name was in Cradle of Filth? What was her name?
Sarah.
Sarah was in Cradle
of Filth. She was in Cradle of Filth. And then the funny thing is, later in the day, we were saying that joke as soon as we arrived, but then fucking later in the day, our old tour manager comes up, and Cornel's Carl, our tech and from the Moxie and shit, and Jess. And he's like, oh, Jess, hey, this is Carl. He used to be in Cradle of Filth. He's like, oh, dude. He's our old tour manager. And he did used to be in Cradle of Filth.
Speaking of Cradle of Filth, the Agonist, which is basically Cradle of Filth with a girl singer, I went to the guitarist's wedding in Montreal. And I flew from, well, New Zealand, Australia, LA, and then Philly, and then Montreal, like all in one. I was so fucking exhausted by the time I actually made it to the wedding that I went outside to smoke a cigarette and I realized that I had no more energy to even go back up the stairs. And I'm thinking about like talking to strangers and I'm like, I'm going to pass out just thinking about it. I'm so tired. So,
did you have a hotel room?
No, I passed out, you know, on a park bench because there was... I didn't even have the energy to try to check in to a hotel, and I went to two, and they told me that you're never going to find one because it's NASCAR right now, and the whole city's packed.
Yeah.
So they were basically saying you're fucked all around the city if you didn't have a reservation. So I fell asleep on a park bench for a few hours till the sun came up.
And then what'd you do? And
then I went to Elisa's house and fell asleep there and then went to the airport.
Oh, man.
But, like... What the fuck? Just picture like Rittenhouse Square and I'm just sleeping on a bench.
I'll lease a car. I wouldn't lease a house.
who imagine some BAM fan walking past and where were you in Montreal and some bench and looking down and being like, wait, that looks like, holy fuck, that's Bam Margera sleeping on a park bench at 6 in the morning. Like,
yeah, yeah, if it had been Novak, people actually,
there was actually one dude walking by with a Bam Element shirt on.
Did he notice you?
No, I hit my head.
Dude, I would have been like, look, I am him. Take me to your house. I want to sleep in comfort.
I don't want to sleep with some fucking fan. What are you talking about?
You sleep on a sofa.
And then when I got to Elisa's house, her roommate... barfed all over the fucking toilet and forgot to flush and didn't clean it up, so it smelled so bad. It was so minging, dude.
Better than shit all over the toilet.
Just barf all over the inside and outside the toilet, and he was so drunk that he didn't even bother to flush or try to clean it.
Ugh. Is he heavy set?
A little bit. He looks like Ryan Dunn, but like heavier.
Heavy set.
So, nice, so there's all kinds of food that came out. There's just everywhere stinking and shit. What'd you have to take, like a million ass shit and you didn't sit down on the
No, floor? I went in to go brush my teeth and I couldn't do it.
You couldn't even stand next to the toilet at the fucking sink to brush your teeth. That is sad.
You don't mind eating ramen noodles next to the toilet, naked.
You could do that.
I wasn't here for that.
What's up with you delivering ramen noodles while I'm in the shower?
I missed that whole story.
You wanted the ramen noodles?
Yeah, when I got out.
But
not while I'm in it.
But as soon as you got out, you ate the ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was waiting for clothes because I decided to get a shower downstairs. I didn't feel like walking all the way upstairs.
But, yeah, so exactly.
Plus, I thought you guys were in the kitchen, exactly. so I couldn't walk around.
Bam didn't know. He goes, where is everybody? I said, I don't know.
You said that they were here, so I figured that they were in the kitchen.
So I sat in the bathroom
eating ramen noodles.
But no, the fucked up thing is he fucking came outside and he ate the rest of ramen noodles.
Walked in and Bam was nowhere to be found. You were cooking ramen noodles. They were dumping them out of the stovetop and running to the bathroom with them in a bowl, saying, shh, shh,
don't be quiet.
Shh, shh,
Why, with ramen noodles?
Bam never eats ever. But
I just ate nachos.
He did, he had a humongous plate of nachos.
No. Bam never eats. If I'm with Bam, he fucking eats. So
I ate nachos.
No, with sour cream. You had two plates of nachos. So he ate his nachos. No. But he ate all the nachos. He ate all the fucking ramen noodles, and then he came outside, and then he ate them all again.
I've seen Hannah with the door open in the bathroom taking a shit while eating a hot dog. and I just walked down, like, seeing him, like, ripping farts and eating a hot dog. I'm like, ew, dude, what are you... Are you serious? Like, what? I'm in a fucking rush. I gotta get going. Like, he was totally comfortable with eating while shitting.
Imagine, like, a million of shit coming out of your ass while taking a bite of a hot dog.
At the end of the night,
it was like a chili dog.
Like a cheese chili dog.
He ate the whole fucking pack.
It's good.
What flavor do you like the best?
It's soup. Chicken.
That's why I like the chicken.
Chicken flavor.
All right, like, okay, what if Brad Pitt has millions of dollars, he can't, like, top ramen?
Dude, come on.
I know.
He's got to step it up to, like, what?
That is
top-notch Campbell's soup?
I know, dude.
When I was dead poor, I ate a lot of ramen noodles.
Dude.
That's the truth. I had to. So I stopped eating them, and I eat them every now and then. I do still love them, but... At one point, I tried to step out of it just to prove I was okay.
Half of this is this. Last weekend, me and Amy are over here. There's like 12 people over here. We were making pasta, and like we made homemade sauce. I said, just make sure that Bam has a little bit of a cup. They were like, fuck him. They ate all the fucking pasta. What about that sauce? Was like, God damn it. Like, gravy.
Wait, weren't you going to make me homemade gravy?
Yeah,
was a welcome
gravy. Yeah, the gravy.
A bowl of fucking homemade gravy.
I made you homemade gravy, but no, happy.
Hi, babe.
What am I going to do with homemade gravy?
All your fucking friends ate it.
What am I going to do?
What can you do with gravy?
Fucking freeze.
Put it on your feet. Fucking friends ate it.
Freeze it, Grandma.
Gravy?
It's not soup. It's made from mashed potatoes. It's not soup, so you can't just eat it.
No, gravy, the
Italian version of gravy is like tomato sauce, red sauce.
So you can eat it as soup, gravy?
No.
Smoking the fucking bandits.
Tell him, Chad. What's gravy in Italian?
Gravy is red Italian, like tomato sauce.
Yeah, I thought you mean like gravy.
That's not turkey.
Yeah, like brown gravy.
You thought you were going to be a tub of brown
gravy? Yeah, brown gravy.
Like a tub of brown gravy.
What am I going to do with a bowl of gravy?
That's my welcome.
No mashed potatoes, nothing.
Me and Amy made gravy and pasta.
You should know. You're Italian.
We were like, right. You say some for Bam. There was like this little fucking thing for Bam. I'm like, what the fuck? Like. They say this little ball.
He's probably still pissed off about that.
Oh man, I'm
there
sure
was no
he's
pasta
furious,
for him.
Dude, he
there was no
sleep
pasta
tonight.
For Bam.
I actually lost sleep over it.
Dude, he won't even sleep. He's probably dude.
No, you didn't.
Now I'm about furious.
Dude, he probably punched a hole in the wall.
This whole audience is losing sleep over Bam not having pasta.
Bam didn't get his gravy.
Tell me something else besides gravy.
Viewers are furious.
Moving right along.
Give me a song. Someone ate Bam's pasta. Died.
Bam loves homemade.
I want to hear it. I found this.
I give it to him all the time.
Deco rap about Rake. It's pretty rad.
Have you been talking to Deco lately?
No.
We heard something last night.
Huh. I wonder what Franz is talking about. We got to get Franz back on the show, dude. Yeah. We ran into him last night. And that guy is fucking
He had an interesting story for me.
I think he's having a major midlife
crisis. He had an interesting story for me and Chad.
Franz.
He kissed me twice on the cheek, and they were wet kisses.
Dude.
it made it so much worse, dude.
Yeah.
That party was cool, though.
Franz, I was into it.
You didn't like it?
Well, we'll get Franz on the show and find out what's up with him, hopefully, but whatever. All right, what are we playing?
Right now, we got a Deco rap I just found. It was, like, under many, many CDs, so I haven't heard it in a while, so I'm kind of excited.
Doesn't Deco have a new movie out?
I don't know.
I think he does.
Well, go check it out. Radio Bam Series
20 I'm not getting a CD to work. But
yes, try the other one.
Let me work on it.
Come on, Chad.
Look, dude, it's dirty as a dick.
Whose dick? Your dick?
What?
Your dick dirty?
It's dirty as Novak's dick.
Well, I meant to say that.
See? A day late, a dollar short.
You're 2 cents ahead.
Can you put that in later?
I would love to.
And then I'll play this right now?
Please do. What is it? This is actually new Billy Idol. I've been seeing a lot of promotion for him lately.
Me too.
Track 3. Why? Does he have a new one coming out?
I guess. He's all over TV.
He's every fucking where.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, on TV.
What's
like
he promoting?
Said.
Oh, maybe he's sick. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what
he
I
probably
think,
has a new
know?
Album.
You never know. Maybe somebody's trying to kill him. Who knows?
Yeah, who'd have thought? Who'd have thunk? Who'd have noon?
Oh my god. My god, there
Are
was
you
like
right?
total
Tammy, you
swords.
Just fell over into a five,
five
medieval swords.
Dude, Tammy.
You, wow.
You totally just did a David Copperfield and survived the bed of swords.
It's not the first time you fell tonight.
Back, I'm sorry. I'm like, wow. Like,
you need better chairs.
You fell today.
These chairs they make these days.
Like, you want to switch?
No, I'm fine.
It's these minor earthquakes that she's having.
No, I'm fine.
Dude, she just fell on like a shitload of swords.
Like, I know, like one, no, two, three, four, five.
I'll take any CD.
Five before. Swords.
Billy Idol has a new CD.
Billy Idol's doing great.
All right, what track, man?
Three. Jesus.
Seriously, back.
Don't do it again.
I'm sorry. Not on purpose. Have like a fucking like. I was in a seat. I'm sorry.
Okay, Radio Bam.
Radio Bam 28. G Unit.
From my sleep, a cautionary tale, walking infancy, a way to derail. I wanted to be free, and I wanted only you. The walls are falling down, and somebody says, oh, give a little love, give a little love, but take your take me for we were a child proof the scene. No screams can be heard. The roof is caving in, and the space between our hearts, the walls are falling down. Like a red race, red race.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam faction. Woo!
I remember when I was little, I used to eat those Skittles, but they weren't out yet. And a matter of fact, neither was I. I was a little kid running down my mom's leg. I was nothing but sperm in an egg. Everybody had to come to my house and beg for me to do the homework. And then I would go to the laundry room and start to jerk. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I remember these days. Maybe next winter, I'll see you when I'll be a little slimmer. From doing so much coke, ooh, woo woo, this ain't no joke. And I'ma tie this rope around my balls day. And I'll be back in the rerun, just to have a little bit of fun. And I'm number one, and if you wanna be the my pumpkin pie, I'll leave you in the eye, woo woo. Gone goodbye, oh yeah, now I'm high, higher than a kite. And I lied everything tonight. If I see one girl, that's 1%. And if you can't count me, that's 2%. And at 4, I can come through 15 north. Woo woo, dance on a dance floor every Thursday night. Open 5 pussy that looks so ride and tight. And everything will be alright. And I can bring you up tonight. Everything will be good, like Robin Hood. Do it in the hood, that's where I'm from. 143 East Minor Street. And you can beat my beat all night long. It tastes sweet like a red bean. Put it down and I got athlete's feet. Oh yeah, it itches, goddamn sons of bitches. Rotten rooms with all these witches. Motherfuckers, tiny pants round britches. Everybody loves this, paddle dance stitches. Woo woo, woody woody woo. Woo woo, woo woo, woo. I like mustard, and I don't know land. Keep my cool, I'm back and I love school. And I ain't no fool, and if you know Snyder, you know he drew. Everybody wanna see like this hoe and the piss. Everybody wanna see me fly around the rings of Saturn. And my asshole's got gonorrhea, so it will burn. Every night, fill me with sperm. I do a day fall, wanna see my whole neighborhood fall. And I got my Glock, I stick it up my ass. The bitch suck my cock, wanna woo woo, woody waddy woe. Everybody wanna see my hind hoe. Whoa whoa, Macintosh, and you can email. But please do not stop, I download RAM. And lots to rob, and you can fuck my dad. But don't fuck my mom.
So Chad, I want to know what made you you came down to my house to hang out when I wasn't even here.
So it was just like, it's me though, dude.
Yeah, but
when I got, I asked Alex.
Did you know that I wasn't here?
I told you that I was. Novak did it too.
He did it too.
We both texted you.
You said you were coming back Saturday.
Well, I technically was, but
you technically
but I had, when I landed in Philly, I had a connecting flight to go to Montreal out of nowhere.
Well, we both texted you last night, and you said it was fine.
I moved the keys from my Chad. Place, dude.
Well, that's what I did.
What, are you pissed off about it?
No, I was just wondering. I thought that you were just coming down to chill, like.
And you got roofied. I held your hand for 4.5 hours.
Oh, I know.
So. I just need to.
Dude, the weirdest thing. No, the weirdest thing was I was totally conscious of everything. I just couldn't talk. Like, I couldn't say anything or move anything. Like, I was just roofied and just like. And everybody's like, "Are you all right?"
That's
and I couldn't. I couldn't even say if I was all right.
That's like with Special K.
Yeah, I was gonna say it sounds like a K.
I was like completely fucked. Like, it was terrible.
How long did it last for?
4 hours.
4 hours.
Yeah, it's on the next day, you said.
It still wasn't out of my system, but after 4 hours, I was able
you
to, like,
came a
talk
long
and
way
move.
Back, bro. We didn't know what was going on. You were, like,
the
dead weight.
Chad was Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chad was Jack
Daniels. So was that the whole time on the flight, or was that...
They wouldn't even let me on the flight.
So that was prior to the flight.
Yeah, but like, after 10 hours of it still not being out of my system, they thought they were like... He's too fucked up to get on the flight. He's like, he's actually not fucked up at all. Like, he's not drunk at all. He got roofied at a bar. And they're like, well, he still can't get on.
It kind of sounds like me in Texas when you came to get me when I wasn't even drunk, but they said I was drunk because I was shit in the middle of the highway. You came to get me after 3 hours. I had a half of a drink. And they put me there for...
You were up in that bunk snorting
drunk,
something.
Intoxication.
Yeah.
And they bang on there, they say, Novak. I'm like, yes, he's here. I'm sure. I'm like, yeah, I'm right here. They're like, oh, he's still too fucked up. Let him lay down. And I didn't even have one drink.
Then you're on the side of the beltway and some Navy guy picks you up. And then I answer the door at the hotel at 6 in the morning naked because I think it's just you and it's some Navy guy that
and
you brought
with him. And his
girlfriend. Like a Marine.
I had to bribe this guy.
A buff-ass Marine with like a shaved head. It's just like him and Novak and some random girl.
I'm like, dude, you want to meet Bam? Just give me a ride back to the hotel. And Bam talked to my...
Like, that's just what I want to do is meet somebody at 6 in the morning when he's dead asleep waiting for you to get out of fucking jail.
I wasn't... Honestly, I usually care about how you feel, but at that point, I did not feel like walking around the middle of fucking Dallas, Texas at 6 in the morning with blue huffing Mexicans.
I just love how fucking... Novak has no shame walking around Dallas just being like, yo, you know who Bam is? Like... Yeah, I know who he is. Well, you can meet him if you drive me down to this hotel down here.
And I got
staying with him.
And I got there.
But, like, you have no problem with just being like, oh, well, I'm his best friend, so if you give me a ride, you could totally meet him here at 6 in the morning.
What about them three random Italian guys you brought up to your hotel at the Roosevelt that one time?
Yeah, fucking punched a picture that I had to pay for.
Three random Italian guys off the street just come in out of nowhere. Nobody knew who knew who.
Stop drinking the Jack.
I don't even... I thought they were part of everyone.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know that I brought them singly. I thought they were part of everyone coming out.
Yeah. You showed up solo with them. Mm-hmm. We were already up there. Me and Chad and everybody were already up there.
Those dudes were
you
solo.
Showed up with three Italian dudes.
Probably
because they had drugs.
Automatic weapons in their pockets.
But I don't think they did. That was a problem.
Then they punched a fucking picture that I had to pay for. It was like a $500 stupid picture.
Well, let's get those Sucks. Italian motherfuckers.
Yeah, let's get them again so they could do the same
Murder
thing.
Murder City Devils, a keyboard player, was up there, and she was getting a treatment after a while, man. She was fighting with the Kilhanna dude, Johnny.
Dude, yeah, really?
Arguing about who toured more and who's like...
Oh, I remember that, yeah. They were getting into it, man.
Yeah, she was... She's just a shitty keyboard player, though.
And then she said she used to go out with... Who she used to go out with? She used to go out with...
I don't know, but that was the same night that we went downstairs and we were, like, hanging out with this girl who was on, like, so much Xanax that she just got naked at the Roosevelt pool at 10 o'clock in the morning. And she's just waltzing around, like, totally naked. And like, the people were like... you totally have to, like, put your clothes on. She's like, oh, who cares? Who cares? Like, probably, like, the 50 people wondering what's going on.
Care. How she looked. I mean,
she looked good, but, like, you can't do that.
That's why I
you can't do that.
You can't do that
there. You can't do that.
Novak can.
That's the title of my next book, everyone. Can't do that here.
You can't do that.
You can't do that here. Because everywhere that Bam takes me, I do things that I can't do there. So, it's going
to
be titled.
Well, can you?
Just to prove a point.
What can you do?
Where's the Roosevelt at? Is it a hole in the wall on the boulevard?
No, it's a nice-ass place on...
I like the other places they have way better.
Sunset Marquee?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but I...
And they all like me.
But the Roosevelt's way closer to where we film and stuff, so they don't want to drive all the way to Sunset. Dude, I'm not kidding. Like, L.A. sucks so bad with traffic that, like, if it's 3 miles away, it'll definitely take you 30 minutes to get there. Just by red light after red light and traffic. It sucks.
We just stayed at the fucking airport when we got back from Australia. We could have, like, went out in L.A. or done anything. We stayed at the airport just because we didn't feel like fucking driving anywhere.
It sucks. Yeah, it takes forever. Like, LAX to Sunset, it takes an hour.
Yeah, it's like a $40 cab ride.
Not to mention, it's honestly, like... from my house to Westchester, which I could get there in 10 minutes. Yeah. But the distance from here to anywhere in L.A., hour.
It used to be 20
All
minutes.
The time.
All
Doesn't
the time.
Doesn't matter what time.
Well, I mean, unless it's like 4 in the morning. But if it's daytime, you're always fucked. Because there's always something going on somewhere.
You're right. There could be a fucking raging party going on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. that everyone wants to be at. You know what I mean?
There's even gnarly traffic on Sundays just because, like, everybody's going to
church.
L.A. to... No, they're not going to fucking
That's
church.
A joke.
They're going there to sit in traffic.
Yeah.
They're going to see Lindsay Lohan in lockup.
No, they're going to be famous.
Is that
somewhere.
Visiting day?
All right, let's play Within Temptation.
I heard that bitch got out after 14 days, man. What a fucking whore.
Maybe you can get lucky like that. Let's hope.
Yeah.
All right, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Here we go.
G-Unit.
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
That was Within Temptation. And Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. And so Novak, I was just thinking, what's going to happen if you have to go to jail when we start filming this sweet, sweet Halloween episode?
Well, if you would ever call your manager and find out the date, then I can do it, because...
All right, what if it's a date that you can't do?
Well, my lawyer can make it happen.
You know what's fucking hysterical is the fact that where he got in trouble at, when he goes to jail, it's going to be a half a mile down the road from my house, so I could technically hit a golf ball to where he's going to be out having recess, listening to me skate in my barn with everybody, having a blast, and you're just like, it's rubbed in your face so hard.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Like, if you like, just actually listen,
they're going to look here first. When
you might hear skate tricks happening in the barn. From where? That's how close you are.
Are you going to come visit me?
Maybe.
I'm coming, dude.
Well, maybe I'll put you on the visitors list. Chad, you'll definitely be on.
I'll come at recess every time, interviews. And I'll play tennis, right? So you can watch me play tennis.
Am I allowed to?
I'd rather listen to you play rock.
That'd be a cool
music.
Radio show.
Am I allowed to record?
Yeah, I can do a radio show from
jail. Am I allowed to record?
Can you?
Yeah.
How?
I can call in.
We go in and visit you and record you on mini disc?
I haven't got that far yet. We got to talk to my lawyer.
As long as you don't make it worse.
I mean, I'm not a murderer or a killer.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they would let me do that.
It's kind
of
like letting
didn't they
work,
let T.I. though. Out of jail to go on tour?
No, he's still in jail. But
no,
fucking.
They let him out
goddamn,
to go on tour.
That guy
just did a concert in New York.
No, when he was in jail previously, like, they let him
they
out.
They let him out to do a concert?
To do a concert. And, like, he got in trouble again, like, when he was
Lindsay Lohan was supposed to do 90 days. She did 14 days because of overpopulation.
She was sucking a dick.
Oh, she fucking. She probably. Slop. She probably paid the shit out of somebody to say that.
Well, lend me some money, dude.
Like, I'll give you $100,000 if you just claim that it's overpopulated and that's why I couldn't be in there.
Well, you'll lend me $100,000?
Someone knows someone.
You know a lot
Sucked
of people.
Someone.
Yeah, I'll lend you $100,000. With you, money lent is money spent, dickhead.
Rounds on me.
Rounds of Chi-Chi on Nova.
If I gave Nova like $100, I'm sure I'll see that back. Hell no.
I've been good with bills.
You're right.
I'm gonna get your comms stacked.
Yeah, bills, Mike, Stevens, Edwards. we're talking about actual bills. You know, what's tomorrow's date?
Tomorrow?
An older prune.
I don't even get that. That went way over.
Tomorrow's date is just an older prune. One day older.
You know, like a date? Like a fig?
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
A date is a day, like the 23rd.
A date, used
date
to be a
is
prune.
Also like a. It's
an
like
old
prune,
prune.
Like a fig.
Are you being serious?
It's food, yeah.
An older prune.
It's like a. Yeah.
You explain it to me.
It's food.
You normally get
dates and figs.
Oh, okay. I get that. All right.
Figure.
Well, if it took you that long to get it, it must not be funny, Chad.
Hey, man. It's Novak who's not getting it.
Dude, I'm an author.
Yeah, okay.
All right, it's time to end this show with two songs. I'm playing Tiger Army.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Track 5, and then we're going to follow it with something that I'm going to pick out right now. So, Radio Series 28 Faction, signing off. Later.
Later.
Love you.
Forgot to
see you. G-Unit.
Radio Bam thing faction.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam. Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.